I'm Jim Tevenin. Welcome to The Piano Bench, and a very special piano bench it is for any number of reasons that we'll be ticking off along the way. But primarily, I need to first introduce you to one of our principals this morning. His name is John Fitzgerald. He is right across the way from me. And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And John, describe your role at the Sandpoint Conservatory of Music.
So I am the music director at the Sandpoint Conservatory, and I teach private lessons. I do kind of a myriad of things that have evolved over the years, but I've taught voice, piano, and I've also run the orchestral programs for about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. And it should be mentioned along the way, because that's a principle to what we're doing this morning, is that you are a baritone.
I am. I've spent a lot of years singing. I got my bachelor's in voice from Westminster Choir College. I worked at PA Lyric Opera for a number of years before I moved out to the Inland Northwest, and I really fell in love with singing at that point. Oddly enough, it was somewhat after my actual college career that I got into the more soloist aspect of singing.
Sometimes that's precisely the way it works, and I guess we're ready for things when we're ready for them, and
yeah.
That is it's the case there, certainly. Well, you're here this morning as a special guest, along with a frequent performer on these Piano Bench programs, Melody Puller. Melody is in the studio, eagerly awaiting your return, so we can get underway with something very special, which is a performance of a song cycle by Ralph Vaughan Williams. So, John, I'll let you do the honors of introducing us to what we're going to hear.
So these are the Songs of Travel, which were written between 1901 and 1904 by Ralph Vaughan Williams. And this was his first big foray, so to speak, into song cycles. He wrote a number of them over the years. This was the first. And it had a lot of a very positive response. This is kind of the whole cycle as a whole is kind of the wayfaring stranger, but the British take through British music on that. It is 9 songs in its entirety. What's interesting, as we spoke about, is that although in most of them were performed together in 1904 when it was premiered, it wasn't, the publishers didn't publish it as a full work. They had all these little chunks of it distributed throughout the years, which was just an interesting factoid about that.
It is, and I don't know the reason for that. Maybe somebody listening does. Perhaps it was just one of those things where the song cycle, especially given the fact that Franz Schubert had been there and done that, and Schumann, same thing, mm-hmm. Figure, okay, well, now we're on to the next thing, which are the discrete songs. But it is a wonderful cycle, and part of that is the text.
The text is, there's a lot of elements that make any song cycle special, of course. And the Robert Louis Stevenson text for these are quite interestingly chosen, I think. In the original Songs of Travel, there's actually quite a number of them. And it's interesting the path that Vaughan Williams took by choosing the pieces that he did in the order that he did. It's somewhat out of order than the original text, although The Vagabond is either first or quite early in the original. The second one of the song cycle is Let Beauty Awake, and that happens quite late in the original written version. And he writes this story of growth of a person through all of these, you know, experiences through their life and puts that into music in a very special way.
All right. Well, I think that probably we should get on to it here. So, John, I'm going to send you back to the performance studio, and we will hear you joined by our pianist, Melody Puller, in this song cycle by Ralph Vaughan Williams, to the words of Robert Louis Stevenson. And text is awfully important. And so what I'm going to do with your tacit permission, is to read each of the lyrics of the songs before we hear them, to kind of set the context and give everyone a notion of what they're going to hear. So the first song of the cycle is The Vagabond. Give to me the life I love. Let the lave go by me. Give the jolly heaven above and the byway nigh me. Bed in the bush with stars to see. Bread I dip in the river. There's the life for a man like me. There's the life forever. Let the blow fall soon or late. Let what will be o'er me. Give the face of the earth around and the road before me. Wealth I seek not, hope nor love, nor a friend to know me. All I seek, the heaven above and the road below me. Or let autumn fall on me where afield I linger, silencing the bird on tree, biting the blue finger. White as meal the frosty field, warm the fireside haven. Not to autumn will I yield, not to winter even.
The life I love, let the lave go by me. Give the jolly heaven above and the byway nigh me. Bed in the bush with stars to see. Bread I dip in the river. There's the life for a man like me. The life forever. Let the blow fall soon or late, let what will be o'er me. Give the face of earth around and the road before me. Wealth I seek, not hope nor love, nor a friend to know me. All I seek, the heaven above and the road below me. Oh, let autumn fall on me, where the field I linger, silencing the bird on tree, biting the blue finger, white as meal the frosty field, on the fireside haven. Not to autumn will soon or late, let what will be o'er me. Give the face of earth around and the road before me. Wealth I ask, not hope nor love, nor a friend to know me. All I ask, the heaven above and the road.
Let beauty awake. Let beauty awake in the morn from beautiful dreams. Beauty awake from rest. Let beauty awake for beauty's sake in the hour when the birds awake in the break and the stars are bright in the west. Let beauty awake in the eve from the slumber of day. Awake in the crimson eve, in the day's dusk end when the shades ascend. Let her wake to the kiss of a tender friend, to render again and receive. The Roadside Fire. I will make you brooches and toys for your delight, of bird's song at morning and star shine at night. I will make a palace fit for you and me, of green days in forests and blue days at sea. I will make my kitchen, and you shall keep your room, where white flows the river and bright blows the broom. And you shall wash your linen and keep your body white in rainfall at morning and dewfall at night. And this shall be for music when no one else is near, the fine song for singing, the rare song to hear, that only I remember, that only you admire, of the broad road that stretches and the roadside fire.
I will make you brooches and toys for your delight, of bird song at morning and star shine at night. I will make a palace fit for you and me, of green days in forest and blue days at sea. I will make my kitchen, and you shall keep your room, where white flows the river and bright blows the broom. And you shall wash your linen and keep your body white in rainfall at morning and dewfall at night. And this shall be for music when no one else is near, the fine song for singing, the rare song to hear, that only I remember, that broad road that stretches, and the road.
This is The Piano Bench on Spokane Public Radio. In our performance studio, baritone John Fitzgerald and pianist Melody Puller are giving us a performance of the song cycle that takes us on the open road, music of Ralph Vaughan Williams and his Songs of Travel. The next song, Youth and Love. To the heart of youth, the world is a highway side. Passing forever, he fares. And on the other hand, deep in the garden's golden pavilions hide, nestle in orchard bloom, and far on the level land, call him with lighted lamp in the eventide. Thick as stars at night when the moon is down, pleasures assail him. He to his nobler fate fares, and but waves a hand as he passes on, cries but a wayside word to her at the garden gate, sings but a boyish stave, and his face is gone. In Dreams. In dreams unhappy, I behold you stand as heretofore, The unremembered tokens in your hand avail no more. No more the morning glow, no more the grace enshrines, endears. Cold beats the light of time upon your face and shows your tears. He came and went. Perchance you wept a while and then forgot. Ah me, but he that left you with a smile forgets you not. The Infinite Shining Heavens. The infinite shining heavens rose, and I saw in the night uncountable angel stars showering sorrow and light. I saw them distant as heaven, dumb and shining and dead, and the idle stars of the night were dearer to me than bread. Night after night in my sorrow the stars looked over the sea, till lo, I looked in the dusk, and a star had come down to me.
The infinite shining heavens rose, and I saw in the night uncountable angel stars showering sorrow and light. I saw them distinct as heaven, and shining and dead, and the idle stars of the night were dearer to me than bread. Thank you. night after night in my sorrow, the stars looked over the sea, till lo, I looked in the dusk, and a star had come down to me.
Whither must I wander? Home no more home to me, whither must I wander? Hunger my driver, I go where I must. Cold blows the winter wind over hill and heather. Thick drives the rain, and my roof is in the dust. Loved of wise men was the shade of my roof tree. The true word of welcome was spoken in the door. Dear days of old, with the faces in the firelight, kind folks of old, you come again no more. Home was home then, my dear, full of kindly faces. Home was home then, my dear, happy for the child. Fire and the windows bright glittered on the moorland. Song, tuneful song, built a palace in the wild. Now, when day dawns on the brow of the moorland, lone stands the house, and the chimney stone is cold. Lone let it stand. Now the friends are all departed, the kind hearts, the true hearts that loved the place of old. Spring shall come, come again, calling up the moor fowl. Spring shall bring the sun and rain, bring the bees and flowers. Red shall the heather bloom over hill and valley. Soft flow the stream through the even-flowing hours. Fair the day shine as it shone on my childhood. Fair shine the day on the house with open door. Birds come and cry there and twitter in the chimney. But I go forever and come again no more.
On the brow of the moorland, lone said he'd stand now. The friends are all departed. The kind hearts, the true hearts that loved the place of old. Spring shall come again, calling up the moorfowl. Spring shall bring the sun and rain, bring the bees and flowers. Red shall the heather bloom over hill and valley. Soft flow the stream.
Bright is the ring of words. Bright is the ring of words when the right man rings them. Fair the fall of songs when the singer sings them. Still they are caroled and said, on wings they are carried, after the singer is dead and the maker buried. Low as the singer lies in the field of heather, songs of his fashion bring the swains together, and when the west is red with the sunset embers, the lover lingers and sings, and the maid remembers.
Bright is the ring of words when the right man rings them. Fair the fall of songs when the singer sings them. Still they are caroled and said, on wings they are carried. After the singer is dead and the maker buried. Low as the singer lies in the field of heather, songs of his fashion bring the swains together. And when the west is red with the sunset embers, the lover lingers and sings, and the maid remembers.
I have trod the upward and the downward slope. I have trod the upward and the downward slope. I have endured and done in days before. I have longed for all and bid farewell to hope. And I have lived and loved and closed the door.
I have trod the upward and the downward slope. I have endured and done in days before. I have longed for all and bid farewell to hope. And I have lived and loved. Closed the
And the song, I Have Trod the Upward and Downward Slope, closing the cycle, Songs of Travel, music of Ray Vaughan Williams, written in the very earliest days of the 20th century, to the poetry of Robert Louis Stevenson. And it's a wonderful evocation of so many things, not the least of which is the English and ultimately Scottish countryside as well. That performance, given in our KPBX studio by baritone John Fitzgerald and pianist Melody Puller, who are back with me in the studio right now. Greetings again to you both, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's quite the workout.
It is.
You definitely have a journey that you have been on for the past. I mean, the cycle itself is somewhere around 25 minutes, but it's a difficult journey for the singer. So
there's a lot of different aspects to the, especially I've sung, you know, different song cycles and stuff in the past, and there's a lot of storytelling, and which I think is a little interesting in a very very linear progression with this one that a lot of other song cycles have. You know, for instance, I've sung Vaughan Williams, the five mystical songs, mm-hmm. which are, you know, a song cycle, a set of five. And those are all the poetry and the material has everything to do with each other. But I don't know if I would call it a linear progression of like a story in the same way that perhaps this is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there is a lot of tone painting that goes on in it. And it tells this story of a very British approach to travel, kind of this onward, forward, stoic way of going about things. It's just wonderful painting that goes on with that. And Melody, how about in your part? Compared with other song cycles, what's the relationship? This may be not an answerable question, but I'll ask it anyway.
I actually, whenever I'm playing it, I'm glad I'm not the singer because the piano part tells a story too. It's the companion to the traveler, I think, and it's the nature happening all around the song in a way, like what he's taking in as he's making his journey. but I'm glad I'm not having to sing it.
Can I add something?
Oh, please do.
One of my most favorite, to go along with that, one of my most favorite sections of this whole work is potentially the last, like, 8 bars. When the singing's done, it's totally, you know, check out having a cup of coffee kind of on the side, and you have this really beautiful moment in the piano where it quotes all of these various components that had been stated earlier. And in the very first movement, you know, you have the Vagabond, it's the C minor, it has that march feeling. And then at the end, it's the same idea but major, plus all these other quotations that he puts in right toward the end. And it's one of my most favorite parts of the whole thing.
And it was not part of the original cycle as published, because it was only discovered after Vaughan Williams' death.
Yeah.
And it was his widow who said, oh, here's another song that goes with that.
And it makes, I've heard it done without it. Once there's some, you know, recitals that I've heard where they haven't done it for various reasons. And it just seems so incredibly important to add that at the end. It really gives really wonderful bookends, excuse me, between the start of the journey and, you know, where the song finally ends.
Right. It does give a wrap up in terms of text, and also in terms of, in musical terms, as you said, it quotes from sections of the piece earlier than that, and especially in that wonderful piano postlude that just takes us out of the cycle.
And I think that's just going along with what John is saying, that the piano part is also, it's responding to the singer, and those quotes enhance that, you know, so I get these little snatches of what the vocal part is doing and responding to it, the poetic aspect of that.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference that you have found, either or both of you, in terms of working in a cycle like this that is in English, versus, say, doing a Schubert cycle?
Well, actually, Mel and I, we didn't get a chance to perform it, but perhaps someday we can. We were working on Schumann's Dichterliebe, and that's a whole different animal. And apart from just the language aspect, you think Vaughan Williams, Ray Vaughan Williams, and there's a certain, to me, there's a certain image. I think of Lark Ascending is sometimes the first thing that pops into my mind when I think of, you know, Vaughan Williams. And I think this music very much fits into that. And when we were working on the Schumann, that was way different. Because Schumann is just such a, is erratic the right word?
Yeah, it can be used.
Or
that's fair to say about the man, yeah.
It's so different. You'll go from, you know, one section to the next, and it's like hitting the reverse on a highway in your car, how different it feels. And that was that was hard to get used to. It was very different. Where this is this kind of, the one piece that really stands out in this one is the In Dreams, and that's the really angsty piece, I would call it. But this one has a really nice flow to it, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, you've got your Floristan and Eusebius and Schumann, these two different, and this seems to have the same character, the Vaughan Williams seems to have the same character throughout, in just various transformations.
Right. He was a much more stable individual, he did undergo kind of a long-term shift in attitude and consciousness toward the world. But again, it wasn't this erratic back and forth, and so it is really kind of a piece. But again, this was an absolute delight to have you sing that. And I would invite you back next month or two for another performance, except that, John, you are going to be departing the area.
I am.
Good grief.
Yeah, I'm heading back to, I lived on the East Coast for a while, and I'm heading back to the Massachusetts area, where it's one of my goals is to pursue higher education again. Mm-hmm. I have one master's, and I would love to go get a master's in vocal performance. And if everything aligns and that works, I would love to continue studying and potentially get my doctorate.
All right. That is a very tall order and a noble pursuit, and we wish you all the luck in that. And we will miss your presence here it's really kind of sad that this was your first
and last
and the last time working on one of these piano bench programs, because we take such delight in just the depth and the great abilities and the great sensitivity of performances that come right from our area. And maybe I'll just have to ask Melody, what's your next project do you have?
Oh, I do have a new project. Well, I was here in January performing Glass and in April performing Rameau, and I'm going to pair those two together in a recital in October.
That sounds fascinating, and we want to definitely invite you back for a preview on that, and we can talk a little bit more about it, because there is must be something that's in the air or in the water, but Philip Glass is being paired with various other composers and in very creative and most intriguing ways these days.
And it works.
And it works, which is perhaps the most amazing part of it all, but that it makes it great fun also. Well, John Fitzgerald, thank you so much for coming by and,
oh, thank you very much,
gifting us with that wonderful performance of the Vaughan Williams. And Melody, thank you again so much for the great work you do here on air with us at intervals, and as well the great teaching that you do in Sandpoint at the Conservatory. So our best to you both.